Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Today he is offering us guidance on how to cope with the present worldwide chaos and confusion. The awakening is individual as well as collective. The US presidential election is attracting an enormous amount of attention worldwide as governments continue to adjust their COVID-19 containment plans. This is a very big distraction from the real event, humanity's imminent awakening. Most of you are waiting for the awakening with eager anticipation, but are at the same time harboring doubts and anxieties as the chaos and confusion enveloping humanity plays out in the mainstream media. Therefore, set and maintain the intent to spend less time focusing on the mainstream media, whose main purpose is to keep you distracted, so that you find yourselves with no time for prayer, meditation, or contemplation. The more quiet time you can make available to yourselves, the more effective becomes your intent to be only loving of all humanity, and the more effective is the healing flow of love through you and out to all of humanity. All of you reading this, and many, many more people also setting the intent now and constantly to be only loving, chose to be incarnate at this moment in humanity's collective spiritual evolution in order to assist most efficaciously and powerfully. As you are all aware, more and more people are becoming aware each and every day that their lives have a deep and powerful spiritual meaning, and are seeking to discover ways to understand what that means for them. Your presence on Earth, being loving, is an essential and powerful addition to the tsunami of love, as it flows so freely and abundantly across the planet, impacting every single human, and nudging them gently and lovingly toward doing the necessary spiritual inner work that they have, possibly for many lifetimes, put on the long finger. As I have mentioned before, stuff is arising to be acknowledged, thanked, forgiven, and released. This is what is happening now worldwide, and initially it appears to be very divisive for humanity. The reason for this is that the stuff is karmic. It contains uncountable bitter memories along with a horrified awareness of and an intense need to judge and condemn other men's inhumanity to man over the eons. Consequently, there is a lot of bitterness, hatred, desire for vengeance, and resentment within it. Hence the imperative need to forgive and release it so that love may fill the space that it owned. I assure you that this stuff is being released all over the world as more and more humans become aware that only love will bring them peace, harmony, and joy. The rate of release is accelerating exponentially as humanity's collective awareness of its true spiritual nature intensifies and expands, allowing love to dissolve all that is out of alignment with it, unreal. Our Father's intent has always been for humanity, and indeed all life that has taken form, to awaken to its real identity, one with Source, love. So, as the mainstream media continues to vociferously demand your attention and insist that you focus on the horrors that so many are undergoing, please refrain from doing so. That ancient karma feeds on the negative energy expressed by those who watch the chaos and turmoil, engaging with it in deep disgust and even hatred, believing it is their duty to do so. To focus on the horrors in the world, unless you are very actively involved in rescuing and healing those who are hurt, reduces the power of your loving intent to heal these ancient traumatic divisions among you, and hinders and slows down the awakening process unnecessarily. Of course, none of you want to do that. In these times of uncertainty and confusion, do what you set the intent to do before you incarnated, namely, keep on resenting the intent to be only loving. Make a point of going within whenever you have a moment during the day, waiting to cross the street, waiting for a train, a bus, or airplane, waiting for the children to come out of school. There truly are many, many moments when you can, by setting the intention just momentarily, intensify the power and effectiveness of the collective awakening process. It is the divine will that you awaken from the dream nightmare, but because God gave you free will, it is each one of you that has to do the awakening. And of course, because it is the divine will, and because you are all eternally one with Source, it is also your individual will to awaken, and you did set that intent before each of your human incarnations. During each of those incarnations, you were presented with lessons that you had chosen in advance to learn. However, most of you completely underestimated the intensity of the amnestic effect of taking form. Thus, many are feeling lost and abandoned in an unfeeling, unseeing, and impersonal and dangerous world. Now, in these end times for the old order, a great many of you have been able to recognize and maintain your pre-incarnational intent to awaken and to assist all others in their individual awakening. The awakening is individual as well as collective, because each of your free will choices to experience separation was, therefore, a choice to be an individual, one being separate from all others. Although, of course, the initial relationship with your Earth Mother is as one in unity. However, children grow up and want to be independent from their parents. This is totally natural for the ongoing continuation of humanity's existence in form. But mothers frequently, perhaps almost always, never lose or let go of that sense of oneness with their children. Having your own children, loving them, and assisting them to grow into a mature adulthood is an important aspect of each parent's awakening process. To be a parent, even if you have been horribly traumatized during your own childhood, is part of your planned pre-incarnational life path, and it presents you with an absolute abundance of opportunities to be only loving whatever arises. Doubtless the vast majority of you who are or who have been parents have frequently failed to live up to that intent momentarily on numerous occasions. Let go of any negative self-judgments that may have arisen within you because of these failures. Truly, they are not failures but are learning experiences for you and for your children. Remember, there are no accidents or coincidences. Everything that occurs is part of an individual's life path, specifically chosen for the lessons that it would present. Everyone, without any exception, set themselves a pre-planned life path before they incarnated that would offer them countless opportunities and lessons for their individual spiritual development and evolution. Therefore, although you may have, in fact most likely and definitely have, at times treated your children or other people unlovingly, forgive yourselves. After all, God has never and never will judge you. God loves, God is love, and God loves you because you are her divine creation, perfect in every way. Who are you to dispute God? In these times of confusion, just trust that the divine plan will be brought to a most magnificent fruition, knowing, as you do deep within yourselves, that no other outcome is even remotely possible. As you initiate your daily practice of meditation, contemplation, relaxation, or prayer, remind yourselves that you are infinitely loved. However much your egos may insist that you are not good enough, worthy enough, or loving enough, by Mother, Father, God, and that therefore it is insane not to love yourselves. Then settle into that quiet inner space, that holy inner sanctuary that everyone has within them, and allow the infinite field of divine love to embrace and envelop you as you relax into the divine presence where you always have your eternal existence. With so very much love, Saul.